Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 57 and ending in verse 80. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah, after his father. But Elizabeth said, "No! His name is John!" "What?" they exclaimed. "There is no one in all your family by that name." So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, "What will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." John grew up and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel. Once again, that was Luke chapter 1 verses 57 through 80 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. God remembers and keeps his promises. John, the Baptist, was born to Zechariah and Elizabeth in their old age. This miraculous birth of John was a blessing for these aged parents. It was also part of a bigger plan of God to fulfill his covenant to his people. Zechariah understood this bigger plan and praised the Lord for keeping his promises. Zechariah's song is about God's salvation through Jesus. God is always faithful. Our lives are part of God's bigger plan as well. The Lord is still working for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. The ups and downs of our lives are part of a larger struggle. The Spirit is working in our world to draw people out of their selfishness and stubbornness into the love of God. The Lord keeps all of his promises. We can depend on him and trust him. When we read his word and see his promises, we can build our lives on them. This grows our security and strength and changes our lives. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is a key verse in the Bible for you, and how has it helped you? Why is it important to know and remember that God is always faithful? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.